Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Tropical Turmoil fans, welcome to the show here on another Sunday afternoon. Sound Guy QT and Randy Zeller is with you, and today we are celebrating something very trendy here in 2020, masked wrestlers. All our guests don the mask when they compete, and I want to introduce you to three great masked wrestlers we have with us now. Vladimir Koloff, the Outlaw Rusty Livings, and Tomcat Jones. Gentlemen, welcome back to Turnbuckle Turmoil. All of you have been here before, but this time we're specifically talking masks, so I believe I will throw out the first question. What led each of you to wearing a mask when you wrestle? And I'll try to go in order of years in the business. Vladimir Koloff, I believe that's you.
Well, you know, for me, I wanted to do something that will show my Russian pride. And I know masks are typically with luchadors. However, I did want to show off my Russian heritage as much as I could. And I figure, why not don a mask with the sickles and that time with the style of flag, if you will. So that's really where I decided to go with that.
Very, very good. And Outlaw Rusty Livings, what about you? What made you decide to wear the mask when you wrestle?
I started wearing the mask because I was the only kid on my block that would put tinfoil on his bunny ears and turn on Azteca Lucha on Telemundo, and that was my Thursday night wrestling. Nobody wanted to hang out with me and watch wrestling because that's what I wanted to watch. And I thought I would follow in their footsteps and try and pay homage to the traditions that I grew up watching.
Tomcat Jones, what about you? What made you put on the mask when you started to wrestle?
When I first started training, I didn't think about wearing a mask or anything, but my trainer and the promotion that I work for, they needed more, like, characters and more like people like that, and I do all the high flying fancy stuff and whatnot, and it may sound like cliche or something, but like the mask has really grown on me, so I really can't see myself wrestling without a mask anymore.
Very good. Now, for the people that aren't necessarily in the wrestling industry, they may not recognize the struggles that a lot of mask wrestlers will have. A lot of times when you wear a mask, it will take away some of your peripheral vision, makes it a little bit more difficult to breathe. So there are disadvantages to wearing a mask. Vladimir Koloff, what are some of the disadvantages that you had to overcome when you were learning to wrestle with a mask?
Well, you know, in a lot of ways, I actually consider it an advantage over a disadvantage, and this is why. If I were to decide tomorrow to take the mask off, then the things that average wrestlers have to deal with, you know, pacing their breath and how they breathe and their visuals and things like that, would come so much easier to me because I've had to wear the mask. And I wear a mask that has, you know, the cloth over the eyes, so I have no clear vision. It is just the mesh over the eyes, the mesh over the nose and mouth as well. It completely covers my face. So, you know, it can be a test to breathe when you're in a hard-hitting match, especially in the longer it goes. If you're wrestling 20, 30 minutes and, you know, it definitely will take a toll on you, but I believe it is an advantage because, again, if I can handle that, if I can handle the disadvantages of how to see, how to breathe under a mask, as long as you decide to take it tomorrow, you know, the things that I could do that are probably harder for the average wrestler, it would be so much easier for me. The way I considered it an event.
I can definitely see that, for sure. And we have been joined by yet another masked wrestler. I will try to keep my decorum. Darth Carter has joined us. Darth Carter, I'll give you the first question we asked. What led you to start wearing a mask when you wrestle?
Actually, the first question is, where is my obligated theme music?
We already played it, so ha.
Well, shouldn't you be playing it for when I joined the call?
If you weren't late, you would have heard it.
Star Stardust always on time. But anyway, what is the first question for yours truly?
First question is, what led to you wearing a mask when you wrestle?
Well, honestly, it's just like, you know, when you have like, you know, you're like your superstar musicians, your superstar movies, privacy. You can't be like a megastar and just go out to any restaurant and eat or go shopping or to the movies because you're going to be flaunted by hundreds and hundreds of fans. So in order to avoid that, you know, yours truly wears a mask.
All right. Now, Outlaw Rusty Livings, question for you. What were some of the disadvantages you needed to overcome while wearing a mask in the ring?
I don't think there was really disadvantages, to touch on Vladimir's point, because I started training in the mask. I knew right away that that's what I was going to do. And so once I got in the ring, you learned how to breathe and learned how to see and visualize things and kind of get over that tunnel vision. My mask is kind of unconventional, as it's a latex mask on the front of a lucha hood, and so I have a little less vision on the side, but you learn to accommodate. I would say it's more annoying than anything, because the way that the jaw on that mask comes out makes it hard to talk, you know, makes it hard for people to understand you, you know, when I'm standing in front of the crowd saying this or that. If I had to pick a disadvantage to play into your question, I would say that the hardest part about wearing the mask, the disadvantage, would have to be that slight tunnel vision. But most of the time, it adds into the selling, so I don't know if it would be a disadvantage at all.
Tomcat Jones, what about you? Did you find any disadvantages in wearing a mask?
I pretty much agree with everything that they've been saying. I mean, like, my mask is kind of, like, restricting, too, and I have the mesh over my eyes, and I got the glitter over my eyes, so it makes it a little tough. And I should really look into getting contacts, because I wear glasses, but I just don't wear glasses while I wrestle. So I could probably look into that, but one of the biggest disadvantages is the outside shows. Those are a pain because you're just sweating gallons under your hood.
So kind of dehydration, basically.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you've seen me at a few of those bar shows. I was pretty hot under that.
Always a bad sight when you see a tomcat sweating buckets out there. You're right.
Yeah, make it a little slippery.
Yeah. Darth Carter, I'm sure there's tons of disadvantages for you, but what are some of your disadvantages while wearing the mask in the ring?
Well, there's no real disadvantage. I mean, when you have the high skill set up that I have, it's just like another part of the body, like a foot, like a fist, like a leg, an elbow. There's just no real disadvantage. I mean, when you're the consummate performer, you know, an advanced athlete like I am, and, you know, the Pacific Northwest favorite mask wrestler for over 12 years running, I mean, there's no real disadvantage.
All right. Now, in the history of pro wrestling, you can go back to the late 1800s and see the very first evidence of a masked wrestler. As long as there's been pro wrestling, there's been masked wrestlers. We've seen legendary names like the Destroyer, the Masked Superstar, Mil Máscaras, Black Tiger. Even current day, you have guys like members of the Dark Order, Rey Mysterio Jr., that have all been wearing masks for most of their careers and just had legendary careers. If you take yourselves out of the equation, who would you say might be the greatest masked wrestler in the history of the pro wrestling industry? We'll go with Mr. Koloff to start.
You disappoint me because I cannot say myself. That is always the answer. However, I guess my favorite would have to be Rey Mysterio, if I'm not picking myself, because obviously he's more modern day to some of the names you mentioned, but he has definitely carried a legacy with himself. And even when he lost his mask, he was so able to easily put the mask back on without trouble and continue that legacy. So I guess I would have to go with him. But it's really me.
I thought it might be. I thought it very well might have been. Outlaw, what about you? If you take yourself out of the picture, who would you say is the greatest masked wrestler in the history of the business?
That's so tough. Because I'm going to have to go with, before they jumped over from AAA and CMLL to WCW, I really liked Psicosis and Juventud Guerrera. Those are probably two of the greatest in my thoughts.
Tomcat, what about you?
If we're going with the best masked performer, I'm going to have to go with Liger, but subconsciously, I want to say, because this is going to be like a little different of an answer, but Kane is probably one of the best masked wrestlers of, especially my time, because he was able to do a little bit of everything. He could be the big bad guy who scared the children. He could be the one who popped the crowd, talking smack to Dwayne Johnson and Hogan. And just like with Mysterio, he took off his mask and he was able to put it back on a few times. And just Kane is one of the best, I think.
Definitely a top mask guy. I can definitely see that. Darth Carter, take yourself out of the equation here. Who would you say is the greatest masked wrestler in the history of the wrestling business?
Well, if I have to take myself out of the equation, there is no greatest. But some other good wrestlers that wore masks, La Parca, obviously, Tiger Mask, one of my favorites is Shark Boy, and probably the greatest masked tag team ever to step foot in the ring, the Ding Dongs.
I had a feeling they would come up today. All right. Well, guys, my co-host, Randy Zellers, is standing by, and I'm sure Randy's got some questions for you guys, so I'm going to pass things to him.
All righty. In the same way that Stein Guy asked, let's see here. How about you, Mr. Latimer? I know with being a masked wrestler, you're attracting a lot of attention. Do you guys attract a lot of kids approaching you wanting an autograph from you or wanting a picture with you?
You really attract everyone, honestly. Kids, yes, probably the most. But I mean, there's something about even when you're the quote, I guess, villain, and they don't like you, they still want to approach you because they see almost almost like a superhero-like figure whenever you're walking around with this mask on, and especially if you're ever having to go to like speaking gatherings and things like that, non-wrestling stuff with a wrestler involved. I've done stuff like that before, and you know, I've walked into classes, and just the moment they see this big, you know, masked wrestler, and take the Russian out of the aspect, but once they see this big masked wrestler, it's like a superhero brought to life. So, yes, it definitely gives a look at the picture.
Well, that is awesome. That is, hey, that is what's up. And, one more question. With your mask gimmick, what does the person behind the mask like to eat or drink?
Well, you know, as far as wearing a mask, it's very difficult because, again, I have coverings over eyes, nose, and mouth. Oh,
yep.
Oh, mm-hmm. I can drink a bottle of water. That's about it with it on. But, you know, day of show, it's about very minimum food intake. I really just use it as fuel more than anything.
All right. Hey, well, thank you for answering my question there, Mr. Latimer. But how about you, Mr. Outlaw? Yeah. What the same question? What I asked Mr. Latimer?
I think, I think it really depends on whether you want to attract people or not. You know, because like when I started, I was Rudo heel, and it got to the point where people were so invested in the character that I could stand on the apron during my entrance and I could throw out all the usual heel insults, and people would still put their arms up. You know, and so it's almost like giving in to this necessary evil. You know, I would rather be able to just go out and have a good fight and be able to inspire kids to get up off the couch and put their cell phone down. I will sign an autograph, but that's not what I want to do. You know what I mean? Like, that's cool and all, but come on, kid, let's do 10 push-ups together. How about that, you know? And so
there you
I think
go.
It's about who you want to attract. I could attract everybody. I do a lot of work out here in Idaho with the Special Olympics of Idaho, and I love those guys. You know, they've got heart for days. They will run miles with me. They'll go jogging before the shows with me. But most of the kids that end up wanting an autograph are the ones that were sitting there sucking the butter off the corn cob right before the show. You know what I mean?
Good point.
And so what was your second question?
Oh, my second one. What does the person behind the mask like to eat or drink?
Oh, okay. Now you're speaking my language here, right?
Yeah,
deep in tradition, and it's my tradition on any match, especially when I'm on the road after a match, I go and get big cheeseburger, two patties, bacon, all the fixings, all the toppings. I don't normally eat that, you know, because it's not part of the regimen, if you will. But
yep.
If I go and have a successful show, I don't get hurt, and I don't kill my opponent, you know, literally speaking, of course, then we celebrate with cheeseburgers. Or I'll take barbecue as a backup.
Ooh, yeah, put something on the grill. Oh, yeah, yeah. Now you're
right,
speaking my language, because,
right.
Yeah,
right.
Got me, call me the Hamburglar, you know me.
Hey, there you go. Hey, I wear stripes in the ring. You could come in wearing some stripes. We could do something.
Hey, for sure. Hey, that's what's happening. All right. Hey, Tomcat Jones, the same question that I asked the first. How about you?
My mask is a little – it's out there. Like, it's a cartoon character, basically. So, you know, like, the kids love that. And then, you know, when the moms see the Tomcat body, you know, the moms love it too. So, you know, the moms love the feline and the feline loves the mother. But, face mask, it gets the kids' attention, and then they come up to you and you got to get them over with your personality. Or if you don't feel like it, just, you don't got to. But, yeah, I've noticed how people, like, will graduate. Go towards the masked wrestlers because they've seen it's kind of a mystique thing. like, you see this person in a mask, and you're like, I wonder what this guy's about. I wonder what he's thinking. I wonder what he's doing.
Yeah. I heard that. And what does Tomcat behind the mask like to eat or drink?
It all depends on the day. Like, if it's after a show or after training, just like the other guys, I'd love to have a nice burger, maybe go to McDonald's, get a double quarter pounder with extra pickle, and then maybe go get a few adult beverages.
Ooh, that's what I'm talking about.
Hey. Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's what's up, man. That's definitely what's up.
Yeah.
All right, hey, Mr. Dark Croc. Dark Karata. Oh, yeah, you.
Dark
so,
Croc.
Dark
Croc.
Yeah. Yeah, So do you, I mean, I know you like to attract attention and all that other good stuff. Do you feel that you are fishing for that attention, or it just automatically comes to you?
Well, whether I like it or not, it always comes to me. When my whole point to go out there is to make money and win titles. You know, I could care less about these snot-nosed little kids that want to come up and try to put their greasy little hands on me. You know, I'll try to take all of that as much as I can. But, you know, and of course I also got to deal with the multiple of the female, the lady friends, you know, all flaunting over Darth Carta. But that's just something that comes with the territory when you're like the epitome of talent that is Darth Carta.
Yeah, hey, you do got a good point there with the ladies, though. You do got a good point. Okay, well, how about you? How about, what do you like to eat or drink, or what is your ritual after a match?
After a match, it's usually my celebratory hostess fruit pie.
Ooh, all right. And I see that they come back, you know, years ago, because I remember seeing people slinging them suckers out of they trunk, talking about, hey, $3 for a fruit pie. Why can't just go get a little Debbie for 99 cents? Come on, get out of here with that.
Only hostess. I don't mess around with those off-brand little Debbie, whatever you have. You know, it's hostess all the way.
They is off-brand. And I mean, heck, I'm glad the hostess came back. Yep. Well, that's great, guys. And I'm going to go ahead here and pass it over to QT. So, QT, go ahead and take it all away, man.
Well, thank you, Randy. Hi, Mr. Tomcat.
Hello, how's it going?
Mr. Tomcat, you were involved with the Sign of the Times episode 403, the It's Not Unusual edition. Mr. Tomcat,
yes.
Since the Sign of the Times was published right around Thanksgiving of last year, have you had time to purchase a Romanian pamphlet like the one Sign Guy had in his Sign of the Times promoting the Carpathian Mountains?
Well, actually, it's funny you bring that up because I was looking into that, and now we're working on a deal where they actually want Tomcat to be the official mascot of whatever they're trying to push, whatever their agenda is. They want Tomcat to be the face of it. So I guess I'm talking to them about it right now. I can't go too much into detail about it because it's like top secret, but I appreciate you asking that.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Mr. Tomcat, have you seen the most recent 4 episodes of the Sign of the Times, where there is a picture of Pa Freakshine playing guitar with John Lennon and the words, Imagine Pa Freakshine with a title belt?
Imagine that. You really make you think.
Yes, hey, have you seen the most 4 recent episodes of John Lennon plugged into an amplifier?
Nope, I guess that's going to be my homework now.
That would be a very nice homework assignment. I just recommend the last 4 Sign of the Times. You can see this Imagine photograph, and one has to wonder why it isn't in a top holder yet, but it's there.
Maybe we just need to get more eyes on it. the world is going to see it one day.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Mr. Tomcat, at the 2 minute and 38 second mark of the Sign of the Times, It's Not Unusual edition, Sign Guy, after hearing you, Sign Guy said, after hearing you fell out of a tree as a kid and you landed on your feet, he said that he would provide you with an application for Team Bad Knees. My question is, since it is not online yet at www.turnbuckleturmoil.com, have you filled out your hard copy of the Team Bad Knees application and also submitted a copy of the X-ray or any other paperwork that your doctor took of your sprained knee?
You'd have to talk to your son, guy, because I'm all for those bad knees. I got a few bad knees. I got two of them, to be exact. And I'm just waiting for the paperwork to get back to me because I'm ready to lead that team to victories. And
oh, well,
knees.
Now,
Ken, yeah.
Oh, my God. You mean you had the bad knee as a kid from falling out of a tree. Did you get your other bad knee recently?
I think just over the years of me just doing crazy things just for amusement, I think it's gone. It's not what it used to be, but it still works. I can still use them. They just pop a lot every now and again.
Oh, okay. All right. Wow. Okay. Now, am I, this next one's for Mr. Livings.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Mr. Livings, I saw your YouTube video entitled Outlaw Rusty Livings, The Squared Circle, and this took place at Wrestle Club Idaho, and it was for the Potato Bowl Championship. Your opponent was Rick Knight, and he entered the ring wearing a wolf mask. It's pretty rare in Northwest Wrestling in singles competition when both wrestlers come to the ring in the outdoor venue wearing masks. The thing about this particular match was it took place under clear blue skies. Can you tell us a little bit about your impressions of that day, of the weather conditions, the water supply, the crowd size, and any wolf howls you might have heard prior to the main event?
Well, clear blue skies in Idaho, it's the perfect day. Any day that I get to step into those ropes is a great day. I've fought in the rain more times than I can count on my fingers, and I'm even missing a toe. You know what I mean? It was great. And as far as the water supply goes, that's neither here or there. I bring my own water. It's got ice. It never runs out. It's awesome. You know, as far as hearing any wolf howls from Rick Knight, may have been right after I delivered the jailbreak right off the top rope into the center of the ring. He may have howled his last howl at that moment, you know. But I'm surprised, QT, you find it strange that two people could come to the ring wearing a mask when in your research you should have been able to see that one of those guys has a clearly superficial mask anyway.
Well, that's true. I'm just saying two people in an outdoor venue entering the ring with masks is pretty rare. I haven't come across too many of them. Darth Carter is usually one of them. Yes.
Well, I mean, honestly, and not counting the COVID, you know, insanity that's going on right now, there isn't a lot of companies that will proudly run an outdoor show. Not a whole lot, you know. And so everybody's going to take advantage of it, whether they're wearing a mask or not. So I guess a little bit of rarity to the match, to the show itself, would maybe help bring in a larger crowd size. Everybody's usually into the show, no matter the sunshine or not, and everybody's ready to cheer, ready to do something on a good afternoon when the sun's out.
Now, Mr. Livings, is there any truth to the rumors that before the match, people saw Rick Knight drinking water from a monogrammed dog dish? any truth to the rumors, kind of like Snoopy.
Hey, now come on, QT. What happens behind the curtain stays behind the curtain. You might as well call it Las Vegas. Okay?
Okay.
Rick Knight, whenever we step into those ropes, we're at odds. I'm going to walk out of there victorious. But what happens behind that curtain, you're not going to feel it from me.
Oh, wow. All right. Ooh, oh, okay. Well, Mr. Livings, you shook the paw of the Wolfman, Rick Knight, after you successfully defended your Potato Bowl belt. Seeing that you were a two-time Potato Bowl champion, did Sign Guy himself reserve a spot for you in the fall of 2020, say the first week of October, for a special Sign of the Times Outlaw edition? Has he reserved a spot for you?
Has he reserved a spot for me?
Yes.
Well, no. No, now that you mention it, he hasn't.
Oh, okay. I think if you were to get together with Sign Guy after this interview, you may be able to lock up a spot for October.
Yeah, the handshake that shook the Ada County Fairgrounds.
You know, Rick Knight was pretty slow in extending his paw, but he eventually did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I mean, he was pretty slow on doing a lot of things in the ring, but once again.
Wow. Ooh, that's strong words. Okay. All right. Well, Mr. Koloff, it's already been a year, or almost a year, but do you remember your wrestle with War Machine Chad Cheatham in Lukesdale, Mississippi? Did you have a match in Mississippi with the War Machine?
This is actually coming up August 1st. That does not happen yet.
Oh, okay. I must have had dyslexia from drinking vodka.
That does not surprise me coming from you.
Oh, okay. Damn. Phew. Okay. All right. Well, Mr. Koloff, Russian students go to school for exactly 10 years. They usually start around ages 6 or 7 and will be finished by 16 or 17. School curriculums in Russia focus on math and science. Once kids leave school each day, they can attend classes focused on the arts, participate in sports, or music. My question is, once you were through with your geometry and calculus and chemistry and physics, did you attend a special arts class off campus in lucha mask making?
Well, actually, I have a question for you before I answer yours. It's been about a year since we talked, and I was curious. Have you bought your T-shirt off of www.needsmorekoloff.com yet?
I have not. I am now hanging my head in shame. Yes.
Well, then I have to refuse to answer your question. Continue with the next one.
Oh, now, wait a second. Do these shirts of yours come in large and extra large?
Absolutely. They come in small, medium, all the way to 5XL.
Can you tell us what your most popular color is of Vladimir Koloff shirts? What's your most popular selling color?
Well, it is red or it is black, which you can purchase either one at www.needsmorekoloff.com. We've got brand new shirts, including the In Your House style one, the Slap-a-Mania shirt, all kinds of great stuff. You should really get one.
Oh, okay. For the first time in Turnbuckle Turmoil history, I am going to commit to buying a T-shirt from you online. This is an official commitment, backed up by the promise of a fruit pie for you.
There you go.
I will take a red extra large. I am now ordering.
Perfect.
A red
perfect.
Extra large. Yes.
Perfect.
Yes. Yes. Will you now answer my question? If you were ever at a off school, after school, special arts class in lucha mask making?
Oh, no, no, it wasn't.
Oh, okay. Did you go to the sport, any sports classes like freestyle wrestling?
Oh, absolutely. I had to learn craft from the very beginning, right?
Oh, okay. Yes. I could see that. Yes. Okay. Well, Mr. Koloff, have you been able to confirm that Darth Carda is really a Russian-born citizen who grew up in the port city of Petropavlovsk and has a fondness for vodka?
I have not been able to confirm those rumors, but my investigators are on top of it. But I have another question for you. Interviewing each other now. You know, we talked about T-shirts. My question to you, have you purchased the brand-new Vladimir Koloff face mask off of www.needsmorekoloff.com?
I am going to purchase a Vladimir Koloff face mask for none other than Darth Carda for Christmas or Hanukkah. Right. I haven't decided yet. I think I'm going to go with Hanukkah.
Boy. Perfect.
Yes.
He could use more Koloff.
Well, you know, Darth Carda's old mask is getting a little bit under the wear, and I want to buy a new Vladimir Koloff mask for him. I think I am going to go with Hanukkah. Yes.
I think you just insulted your mask. How do you feel about that?
Well, I'll actually wear the mask if QQ Vokes right here and right now can sing the Russian national anthem in its entirety, in its accuracy.
Perfect. Let's hear it.
I regret very much that I was once listening to the Russian national anthem on their hockey game with the United States in 1980, and to celebrate the United States victory over Russia in 1980, I was drinking tequila. And ever since then, I have resulted in slight brain damage and, how would you say, association with that Russian national anthem as I was drinking my 18th shot of tequila, and I can never remember the words of the Russian national anthem due to tequila overdose.
Well, sounds like a long story to get out of it.
What about Paramia?
That is a long story, yes. But it's true. Randy Zellers can back that up. He was with me at that viewing of the 1980 Russian game against the United States. Randy Zellers.
I thought he was playing for the United States. I thought he was in the game.
Well, I was in the game, but I was right on the bench. Playing, rooting for the team, like,
I was keeping that bench room.
Heck yeah, shoot. Because you'll know some people will be in the penalty box.
The ice gets cold. You got to heat that up. You got to heat
it. Yeah, sure does. Yeah. Got to warm that bench. Got to warm it. Shoot. Hey, when some people come out there playing, they looking forward to a warm bench.
Yeah.
Yes. I am sorry, Mr. Koloff. I just can't sing the national anthem due to tequila overdose. Yes.
That's quite disappointing. You should feel ashamed of yourself.
I am ashamed of myself many times. I feel more low and more ashamed of myself, even after like a night outing with Randy Zellers at the Dancing Bear strip club in Portland. Even lower than
that. Quiet.
I was hoping
you
would
know
sing
and
it's going to be pretty Klausner, but it's not Klausner. It's not.
I'm just saying, Mr. Koloff, that the strip dancers in Russia are a cut above the United States. That's what I'm saying.
That is no surprise. Everything in Russia is a cut above the United States.
I heard that shit. Ooh-wee.
Well, Mr. Livings, Do you see a Potato Bowl championship for Darth Carta in 2020, despite the fact there is no battle-proof coffee in the area anymore?
Well, I mean, we're not going to disrespect the venue. It was death-proof, QT. Come on now. I always admired your research. I always admired your research. You can't even sing the Russian national anthem. I was going to sit back and let them take care of you on that one. But then you got, like, my favorite venue wrong. But to answer your question, I don't know. I feel like somebody who uses a La Parca mask but goes by a different name wouldn't even be able to stand up for the Potato Bowl championship.
Oh, okay.
Dang.
Wow. All right. Well, Darth Carta, Russians will never shake hands if they are standing under a doorway. They believe it is bad luck and will lead to arguments between the two people trying to shake hands or not attempt to shake hands. My question is, would you attempt to break this custom of not shaking hands under a doorway and try to shake hands with Vladimir Kolov under a Russian parliament doorway? Something political.
I do everything I can, to ensure, like, American trust with other countries and ensuring, friendships and such. So I wouldn't have a problem with that, but, it's very tricky to shake hands with Darth Carta, as you might ask Brad Zane when I appeared in a wrestle club in Idaho.
Oh, okay. All right.
And for that
matter, he would,
first of all, that little rumor is about Russians and under the door is for them old idiotic Russian men. But however, if you do sing the Russian national anthem right now, we may actually do that.
See, if I was to sing the Russian national anthem, you would have a joy buzzer in the palm of your hand, and you would shock anyone trying to shake your hand. Do you remember the joy buzzers of the 1960s and 70s?
Well, I'm not made of dust, so no. I'm in my 20s, not in my 70s.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, I guess Paul Freakshine could more answer that question because he's in his 70s.
That was a good year, 1960.
How so? How was that a good year?
I don't need to explain myself to you.
Oh, okay.
Just know it was a really good year.
Oh, all right. Well, Darth Carta, 9 million passengers ride Moscow's metro system each day, and they're crammed in there tighter than a King Oscar sardine cans. King Oscar being top of the line sardines. My question
is, like
Japan. Oh, Japan, maybe with the bullet train, yes.
Yeah,
the bullet train. My question is, Darth Carta, how good is your antiperspirant? Because I hear you might be going to Japan or Russia, and to get to the wrestling ring, you might have to ride their metro system. How good is your antiperspirant?
Darth Carta never breaks a sweat. He's always cool under pressure all the time, so I really don't have a need for antiperspirant.
You are, Darth Carta, you are pretty cool under pressure, yes. I don't see any beads of sweat forming on your forehead. That's what I'm getting at.
This is true.
Yes. Now, Mr. Carta, another famous Sign of the Times episode was the shot put duck episode. How's your shot put throwing going these days? Have you increased your distance, and have you hit any ducks?
I haven't hit any ducks, but I usually use, actual ducks to shot put with. I just find it more appealing than, just some regular, iron, cast iron ball, you know. It's a lot more fun to shot put ducks itself.
Oh, okay, cast iron, okay. Mr. Koloff, who was the greatest Russian shot putter of all time?
Before I answer that question, you know, you're talking to me on a phone right now, I assume.
Yeah.
Probably a smartphone at that. My question for you is, have you purchased the brand new Vladimir Koloff phone case off of www.vladimirkoloff.com?
You know what? I have had friends that want me to get a phone case. So I think I'm going to go ahead and order a triple order of a phone case, a T-shirt, and a mask. It's your lucky day.
When you do that, let me know, and you can call me back, and I will answer that question.
Okay.
My question is, does the website convert from Russian to American money for you, or do we have to do that before purchase?
It can work. And of course, I have to have a little bit of that filthy American money when I'm in the States.
Well, I mean,
what is that?
Ruples
to dollars? I think if I bought, I'm going to buy a phone case for Darth Carter for Thanksgiving if he gives me a drumstick off a turkey. Yes.
Oliver, I have a question, a Russian-related question, if you will, to QT Vote himself. Who would win in a game of Risk between Koloff and QT Vote, and what is your opinion of Ukraine?
Oh, Vladimir Koloff would probably win, and he would concentrate on the Ukraine much in the same way as Kramer did on the subway on Seinfeld.
What is a Kramer?
Well, there was a Seinfeld episode where Kramer was playing
Seinfeld?
Risk on a New York subway. Yes.
What is a Seinfeld?
What is this? Oh, what's a subway? It's a
Seinfeld.
Oh, Seinfeld. That was one of our most famous sitcoms of all time, with Jerry Seinfeld. Yes. Well, it's not like the Russian sense of humor. If a typical Russian watched Seinfeld, he would not get the antics of, say, a Kramer or a George Costanza. In fact, I'd say George Costanza bears a striking resemblance to Mr. Koloff. Yes.
What is a Costanza? I do not understand.
Well, okay. Have you ever heard of Elaine Benes? Elaine Benes. Yes. I'd say Mr. Koloff bears an even more resemblance to Elaine Benes than George Costanza. That's what I'm getting at.
Maybe he's more familiar with Slippery Pete.
Yes. Prickly Pete, yes.
I'll look
yes.
into this when you buy my merch.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying, Darth Carter, that maybe you could tag team with Elaine Benes at the Potato Bowl in the fall. That'd be great.
There you go.
Special
hey,
appearance
you
with
know,
Elaine Benes.
And the potato drop is usually in 17-degree weather, so that might be right up your alley, Vladimir.
I like the cold. You like the cold.
Yes.
Why can't there be a tag team, Mr. Livings and Mr. Koloff versus Elaine Benes and Darth Carter? That'd be great.
That would be a sellout.
That would be a sight to see right there, I'm sure.
That would be, yes.
It would break pay-per-view record.
But who would be the special guest referee for this match? Would it indeed be Randy Zellers?
It could be, perhaps, Crazy Joe DiVola.
Ah, Crazy Joe DiVola, okay, yes. Or David Putty. I'd like to see David Putty in there. Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, okay. Well, at this time, I'm going to turn it back over to Sign Guy.
Yeah.
We have a few minutes left in the show today. I want to make sure everyone gets ample time here at the end to say what they need. So if you want to say something to the listeners, plug and promote whatever you have, social medias, your merchandise, any upcoming shows, your favorite bagel shop, anything in the world, Mr. Koloff, floor is yours.
They could always use more Koloff in their life. You can follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/needsmorekoloff, Instagram @needsmorekoloff, Twitter @needsmorekoloff. And if you haven't heard, I do have a store where you can buy t-shirts, face masks, and many more at www.needsmorekoloff.com. If it's one thing you need, is more
cola. Very, very good. Outlaw Rusty Living, same thing for you. Anything you want to say, plug, or promote?
Well, you know, I want to just touch on the fact of how just frustrated I am with everything going on right now. There's some areas that are completely closed down, and there's some areas that are starting to open up, but I'm still hungry. I want to fight. I'm not ready to sit down and relax and go into lockdown. So if anybody out there, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, you need somebody to fight, somebody that will bring the fight to the ring, Outlaw Rusty Livings is your man. I don't got to go through all the social media platforms. Whatever you choose, you search Outlaw Rusty Livings, and you can get a hold of me.
Sweet. Tomcat Jones.
Yeah, you can find me anywhere on social media at TomcatJones97. But I'm just going to be honest, the only reason I did this podcast, the only reason why I've been sitting on this phone for an hour is so I can talk to you, Dolph Carter. Dolph Carter, you talk a lot. I always hear you talking. I always hear you speaking. I've seen a lot of scary men, but I've never seen a man who scares me, so... Just be on the lookout, Dolph Carter, because I know there's a bounty out for you, and I'm here to collect.
A bounty? Who is this said bounty? Who has a bounty on Dolph Carter?
I do, for one.
I think you know. Yeah. And if that's just, and it just gets bigger every day, there's more people keep rubbing the wrong way. I know
well,
how to rub people the right way.
Just because guy can't get the job done himself, maybe that's why he put a bounty up on Dark Carter so someone else can do
it. Hey, if he can't
work.
Get the job done, at least he can sign a check. And that's all I'm worried about.
As long as someone do.
Coming from Slime Guy?
Hey, I would take
yeah,
cash if someone were to collect the bounty. I just want the job done.
There you go.
Well, sorry, Carter, is there anything in closing you want to say, plug, or promote, beg forgiveness from Tomcat Jones, anything?
Anyone in the Pacific Northwest, you know, who wants to see, you know, a real premier athlete, you know, look for Darth Tarta at your local venue. You know, I don't care much about social media. I don't care about, you know, these boo-foo coffee places. I drink Sanka myself because it's superior to all other coffee brands. But, you know, that's all I got to say about that.
Well, gentlemen, with the exception of Darth Carter, it's been a pleasure having you all back on the show. I appreciate it. I think all of you have been extremely trendy here in 2020, wearing masks when it's the in thing to do right now, and hopefully I will get to see all of you when things open up a little bit more and live shows resume full head of steam. So fans, definitely if you see any of these mass competitors on a show, go buy yourself a ticket, buy the merchandise, support them. If you want to take out Darth Carter, I will pay the bounty gladly. It's a solid $5 and up if you do that. So if you see him, go for it.
Yeah,
and we'll be back with you Next week, next Friday afternoon, speaking in Mass competitors, we will have Chris Marks out of the Northwest with us. And then a week from today, it is our 6'5" and over show, all the competitors on the tall side next week. So join us then. Be safe out there, and we'll talk to everybody soon.
I will see you again for that show.
Thank you.